The relationship between the French president and the German chancellor is always an important one for Europe. So how might Angela Merkel and François Hollande deal with their policy differences? Well, we're going to hear now from two prominent European journalists. Joseph Joffe is the editor of the German weekly Die Zeit, and Sylvie Kaufmann is editorial director of the French daily Le Monde. Welcome to both of you.
Hello from Hamburg.
Hello.
And Sylvie Kaufmann, let's start with you. Your view of the new French president. Is François Hollande, you think, likely to be demanding, conciliatory? What do you think?
Well, I think he will be more conciliatory. Of course, he may be demanding also, but it will be a big difference for Angela Merkel between Nicolas Sarkozy and François Hollande. You know, even though she offered to campaign for Nicolas Sarkozy and, of course, politically, ideologically, was more inclined to continue with him as a European partner. In fact, she will most likely find François Hollande much easier to deal with.
Joseph Joffe, what do you think about that? Angela Merkel's party has been losing in state elections in Germany. She's lost some friends in the EU and the Netherlands, where the government fell. Is she likely to show some give in these talks with François Hollande?
I don't think so, because her biggest obstacle to giving is her own electorate, which does not look kindly on spending more and guaranteeing more and facing more inflation, which has, by the way, come back. But I thought, you know, when I watched the two on the red carpet, I thought it was kind of a funny omen, with Angela kind of nudging and leading the president, who didn't quite know which way to turn. But that's just a kind of a journalistic tidbit. Hmm. I think she will give him something on the symbolisms, but not on the substance.
Joseph Joffe, at the outset, Sylvie Kaufmann talked about the personal relationship that Angela Merkel might be able to enjoy with François Hollande. Do you think that matters much to her, and what might he encounter in the way of her personality?
I'm not so sure that the tempers and the personalities of leaders matter as much as we journalists would like to make it. But if you permit me, let me just go back and compare France to the United States. The United States is also in economic trouble, not as bad as France, of course. It's running a 10% deficit. Its debt is growing. But the United States, luckily, can get money on the international markets. France will have trouble getting money in the international market. So my question is, where is the stimulus going to come from? So you turn to the European Central Bank. But the European Central Bank is not like the Fed. The Fed can create money without limits. The ECB cannot. It's not designed to be a money creating machine. So I don't quite understand how the mechanism works. Do the Germans kind of hand over money to France and Spain and Italy, not just to Greece?
Sylvie Kaufmann, first, I don't know if François Hollande sees himself as not just the president of France here, but someone carrying the banner for growth throughout the EU generally. If so, is the answer to that question, is it just for Germany to hand over more money? Ultimately, is the answer, yes, we want you to give more money to other countries?
No, I think it cannot be. I agree with Joseph Joffe that it cannot be. Nobody's going to Berlin begging, you know, just give us the money to fill the hole. That's not, obviously, that's not a posture which is possible for a politician today. And I certainly don't think that's what François Hollande means. What I think they are going to do is to build together or strengthen those European mechanisms which may help those countries which are in difficulty now, without, you know, having the Germans to pay for the debts of everybody.
Just finally, and very briefly, from each of you, is it an absolute for both François Hollande and Angela Merkel, Joseph Joffe, that the euro, that the idea of the common European currency must continue, and that the euro, however flawed it may be, is an important and necessary thing for Europe?
Look, if you ask me as an economist, as a cold-hearted economist, I would say we should never have gotten into the euro. But now we have it. If we start fiddling with it, it's like fiddling with a nuclear weapon. We just don't know when it will go off and what kind of devastation it will bring. I mean, we should have kicked out Greece 2 years ago, but we keep paying. But as to the rest, I think we will try to defend the euro with all our might until we run out of money. But I don't think anybody among the large countries, certainly not Monsieur Hollande and Frau Merkel, want to sacrifice the euro.
Sylvie Kaufmann, agreed?
I agree. We have to sort out this Greek problem, which is really terrible and urgent. But I can't see any responsible politician in Europe at the moment not preventing the euro to break up. I mean, this would be the end of the European idea. So I can't see this happening.
And Obama would lose the elections.
Well, Joseph Jaffe of Die Zeit in Hamburg and Sylvie Kaufmann of Le Monde in Paris, thanks to both of you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Au revoir.